This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We already gave him the intro. Now we give him the good, hearty, official one. The Yankees manager in the house, in person, and in uniform. Like Little League. What's going on, Skip? How you doing today?
Yeah, exciting day. I try and tell our players this, too, all the time. Like, you know, have a little gratitude today. You know, reach out to somebody that played a role in you getting here. There's very few people in the history of this world that get to walk on a major league field, let alone Yankee Stadium for opening day. It's a big deal. So through all the nerves and excitement and all that's, you know, coming up with the season, like, take a little pause to drink in just how special of a day this is in so many ways. You know, living in the Northeast, it's summer's on the way. It's the start of the grind. It's a beautiful thing that I've been fortunate to be a part of all my life.
So big, in fact, that you're going to wear a jersey today. I didn't even know you owned a jersey, number 17. Yeah. You're going to be having that on today for opening day?
Oh, yeah. I wear a jersey more than people think, but very occasionally.
All right. You feeling any pressure? We know you got your contract, so we're happy. Congratulations.
Congrats
on that. But last time we saw you, you guys were, you know, game 5, fumbling that game away in the World Series. High expectations. Are you feeling any pressure to get back and win the World Series going into this year?
Well, I guess. I mean, that's what we want. I mean, you want to play for it all. And that's what, you know, we come into spring training with those expectations, working towards that. But it's also important to realize that that's so far away from right now. We got to take care of so much and come together still as a club. And, you know, this is an exciting opening day, this is also the week of overreaction, one way or the other. You know, you get off to a great start, and even people that have been in this game covering it forever, there's going to be overexcitement, there's going to be worry, all of that. The biggest thing I like for my players is to kind of get into the normalcy of the season. So whether that's getting your first hit, making your first play, driving it a run, like you want to just get settled so you get into the routine of the season, and then we go find out how good we're going
to
be.
Generally, you want to ease into spring training, but the first couple of weeks, it got better as it went along. But you guys were smashed with injuries, and that was a rough start for you guys down in Tampa.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, Garrett going down, you know, it was big. There's no hiding, you know, he's the ace of our staff. But that's part of the game, too. And, you know, whereas a lot of the talk is in and around our injuries, you know, we're hoping to get Luis Hill back a couple months into the season. Big G's, you know, doing a lot better, and I expect him back at some point. And, you know, the rest of the guys, I feel like, had a good build-up in spring training. Like, so most of our position player group have all logged a good amount of innings, have all logged a good amount of at-bats. So I feel good about that. You know, now it's just we'll go find out for real.
You were able to weather the storm last year without Gerrit Cole, but Luis Gil was a big part of that. Who are going to be the guys that you're going to need here to kind of weather the storm until you get them get
so
healthy?
Rotation-wise, I mean, obviously, so we brought in Max Fried, so I'm obviously very excited about him. He's had a great spring. He's integrated himself into our team and our clubhouse so well. So I'm really excited about that. Clark Schmidt's not too far behind. He should be a couple weeks into the season. He should be knocking on the – it's just about getting him built up to a certain point. And then we should get a couple relievers back in the first couple weeks, which will just help with the depth, obviously, down in the bullpen. So, you know, and right now that creates opportunities for the Will Warrens of the world. Cokey Carrasco kicked the door in with how well he's throwing the ball all spring. So excited to see those guys take their turn.
You know, Bodie, a lot of Yankee teams are fairly veteran laden. Okay, you know, this is a group that there's a lot of unknowns here, and I think that's probably exciting for some Yankee fans. Probably a little exciting, but also a little worrisome for you as well. How many of the young kids do you need to produce at a high level for this to be a special season?
Yeah,
a lot of pressure on those kids.
Yeah, those are you know what we call question marks, I guess, right? But we feel like we also feel like there's real answers there because of their talent, their ability. So we're gonna expect that, you know, four or five of our young guys become key contributors, core guys, and I don't think that's unrealistic to expect that they can deliver on that. So we're going to see some young players in there, obviously the Wells and the Volpes that have been here now, but Ben Rice is going to be in there today. Jason Dominguez now ready for his opportunity. So I'm excited to see what they can do. I'm confident that they can be really good contributors to us, but now we got to go do it.
No doubt. And it's always a fine line. Like, there are certain teams and certain cities where you can run a kid out there and let them find this way. It's the Yankees. This is New York. So there are expectations. There's a huge payroll. There's just a million things going on. The level of patience organizationally that you guys will have with not even anybody specific, but just a young player, what do you think it will be as they try to find their way and assimilate to the major leagues?
Yeah, look, these are guys that we have a lot of confidence in, so we're gonna you know give them some time to figure this out, or but in a lot of ways I think they have already figured it out. So I'm counting on them heavily. I'm counting on guys to take that next step in the progression of their career, like an Austin Wells, like an Anthony Volpe. And I'm confident in that that's going to happen. Now, you know, Ben Rice is going to get a shot here to get some real at-bats with Giancarlo down, and we're going to see what JD can do. But it's not a pipe dream to think these guys can't be really, really good. So there'll be some runway there. Look, everyone, there's going to be people, even if we get off to a tremendous start as a club, there's going to be guys in the lineup that struggle the first couple weeks, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a veteran. That's just the nature of the beast. So, you know, you try and make sure that, you know, between the ears, they're in a good frame of mind each and every day.
How fragile is that then with Jason Dominguez, who's already heard about his fielding, and now, let's hope it doesn't happen, but if he botches a ball in left field, the cries are going to get louder. Oh, my God, he can't feel it. How fragile is it? And then you're supposed to have him hitting leadoff, so now maybe he moves down in the line trying to protect him. How do you go about protecting a young player like that?
Well, first of all, Jason is a kid with a lot of confidence. When he first got called up, we saw, you know, what he did that first week that he got called up before he hurt his elbow and missed most of the following year with the Tommy John. He's really confident because he's really good, and we've seen him really I think he's had a really good 6 weeks of work and development, continuing to develop in the outfield. The reality is he's not a finished product out there, but he's got the skill set to not just be okay out there, but to be really, really good out there with his speed, his what should be great range, his throwing ability. I think he's going to, my expectation for him, and I've told him this, is I want you to turn into a Gold Glover out there. And I think that's his ceiling out there. That's realistic. But it is a work in progress. He is a very young player without a ton of experience because he has had some injuries coming up through the minor leagues. But he's very comfortable in his own skin. He's a great kid. He's very accountable. He works very hard. So I expect over time that it's going to be really good.
You think it's a physical thing with him or mental? Because when I hear center fielder turn left field, you think he can, and then some of the routine plays he's been missing, which makes me think it might be mental.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, like even in center field, like you know, he's 21, 22 years old, but which is obviously a young major league player. But he's also, again, going back, he hasn't logged a lot of playing time in the minor leagues because of different injuries or different years. So he doesn't have that level of experience that a normal 22-year-old kid that's been in the system 6 or 7 years would have. So I think it's about reps. I think it's the physical part of it, and I think he'll get there.
So we're talking to Aaron Boone, who is with us. We're at the stadium, BT and Sal on the Fan. So I want to place the Dominguez stuff this way. If you took all the young kids, say 24 and under, that are in the majors, put them in a prospect camp, he would shine like a diamond. He could run. He's got a good body. He's got pop. He's got an arm. He's got all that stuff. And to me, and I could be wrong, Aaron, you tell me if I am, it doesn't look like the game comes easy to him, like in that instinctual, even Volpe has it. Jeter certainly had that extra sense. I'm not saying he's got to be Jeter. I'm not saying that at all. But does the game come naturally enough for him where he can just let his talents flow?
Yeah, I actually think it does. Now, again, I still think he's finding his way defensively, but offensively, I think the game moves kind of slow for him in a good way.
Okay.
He's very natural. He's got an ability to control the strike zone. He's got, you know, he can hit the ball with authority to all fields. But that ability to control the strike zone, and he does have kind of a, for as fast as he is, like that kind of slow motor, so he is able to slow things down. But I think defensively, it's just about continuing to get reps and experience.
Okay.
And again, I think that will happen over time.
All right, I don't want to tell you what to do, as I would never do that, but I would suggest what I would do if I was Aaron Boone. I would bat Aaron Judge third. I want to know the logic, because to me, I like Wells as a leadoff hitter, a bit unconventional, but I think he's going to be very good with that. If I'm looking at the top three or four hitters, and probably Goldschmidt four, whatever, Wells one, Bellinger two, who can run, and then you get the protection with Judge behind him. Is that more Judge wanting to hit two? Is that more an order? Like, why is Judge not hitting third? I don't understand that.
Well, because of our left-right balance.
Simple as that?
So, for me, yeah, if I had the – now, look, I do believe kind of your best hitter should probably hit in the two-hole. There's a case to be made one. There's a case to be made two, maybe three, four. Like, last year was the perfect storm with Juan hitting in front of him. Man, I had that left-right combination. It just made so much sense. But the reality is I want those extra plate appearances that you're going to accumulate in the course of a season. And because I think the bottom of our order – has a chance to be very relevant and very good, even better, should be better than last year. So I think there's going to be run scoring opportunities for him there. If you're saying the Wells, Bellinger, Judge, then who?
Goldschmidt. Okay.
All I'm doing there is increasing my chances of netting left-on-left matchups in the middle of the game over the course of a season for those top guys. Mm-hmm. Then I'm getting right-on-right matchups, like for the righty killer in the pen.
Yep.
I want to net a bad matchup in the course of the middle of games when a lot of times the game's in the balance.
I understand that. I guess and I don't know the math behind this, and I'm sure you guys do, analytically speaking, of course. But to me, and I get the matchup thing, what you're trying to avoid. But it makes sense to make Bellinger as comfortable as possible with the best player in baseball behind him. I don't know if that would offset the lefty, lefty, righty, righty stuff enough to justify it, but that's why I asked the question.
We'll see. Yeah. And I would say this, it's March 27th.
I got
you. So, like, there's a lot to play out in this. And
Well, that was going to be my follow-up because I was thinking along the same lines. This has nothing to do with comfort for Judge. He didn't come to you and say, I want to hit number two.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I think Judge would actually prefer three.
Okay, so then if it wasn't Wells, because it wasn't always supposed to be Wells at the top, and if you're saying it's a lefty-righty thing, let's just say hypothetically Volpe or Dominguez.
And really, realistically, the three-hitter comes up more than anyone else with nobody on base. That's
statistically
facts.
Statistically proven. So you want Judge up with guys on.
Yeah. Now, last year was unique in that we had a 430 on base hitting in front of him. You know?
What happened to that guy again?
He's a.
I heard you didn't like the colors. Eh? Were you?
I love what you. I love that you said that. By the way, I love that you said that. Oh, he can hit, but I don't know about those colors. Good for you.
How about Austin Wells here leading off? He looks like he's going to be a beast this year. He's had success in spring. What do you feel about Austin Wells going into the season?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I think he's a great player. I really do. I think he's going to become a cornerstone player for us. I have really high expectations for him on both sides of the ball. He's becoming more and more of a leader in our room and with our staff. I think he's going to be one of the game's really good two-way catchers. I think that's what he is going to be for a number of years now.
All-star ceiling with Wells?
I think so, yeah.
I do, too. All right, so Volpe, love the kid. And not just because he's from here. I love the story, but I love his work ethic. He's all baseball. And you can obviously validate that more than me. You're around him every day. But it's just like he's a baseball player. Got to get on base more, man. Mm-hmm. I know if I'm you, you'd rather have him batting leadoff, but it's tough to justify when you have a 29% or 30% on base percentage. I get that. How many more levels are there to Volpe's development?
Yeah, I think there are. I mean, I expect him to turn into a good offensive player in this year. Or in this league.
Like a consistent one.
Yes.
Because he's pretty good in spots.
Yeah, he's definitely had moments in his first 2 years offensively. He's been a gold glover, obviously, defensively. But offensively, it's been up and down. There's been inconsistencies there. But I absolutely think we're going to look up in a few years, and we're going to see a really great all-around shortstop. And I feel like the back end of the season, the playoffs, hopefully we're a jumping-off point where he was so good. I feel like he's swinging the bat really well in spring training. So I'm excited to see what he does this year in year three. I'm expecting a big,
it's a big
jump
year for him, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Judge got a taste of it. You got a taste of it.
Yeah.
Is it World Series? Look, I know that results may vary and all that stuff, but once you taste that, what you guys did a year ago.
Man, yeah. I mean, that's what you want to play for. That's you're playing for the ultimate prize, especially here. But you know, it's also so far away. We gotta take care of so many things as a club, individually, as a team, that hopefully we put ourselves in a position to go fight for that in October. But that's for another day.
We appreciate your time.
Yep.
Good luck. Stay healthy. Get healthy this season. Hopefully you guys are standing in a World Series there this time with a different result.
Great seeing you guys.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, man. I know you're busy. Thank you very much,
yep.
Skip. Good stuff.